Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Marley Metal Leve for the fourth quarter of 2021 results conference call. With us here today, we have Mr. Daniel Brasil Alves, Marketing and Corporate Communication Manager. Mr. Daniel de Oliveira Camargo, Executive Accounting Manager. And Mr. Fabio Lopes Perez, Executive Finance Manager. This event is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Marley Metal Leve remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously through the internet via the webcast and can be accessed through the investor relations website of the company, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. Remember that those following the presentation via the webcast may post their questions on our website, which will be answered by the IR team after the conference is finished. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Marley Metal Leve management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Daniel Camargo, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Daniel Camargo, you may begin your presentation. Thank you. Thank you and good afternoon to all of you. You are mostly welcome to participate at our conference. We are here to talk about our last quarter of 2021. Before we start, I hope that you are all health and safe. And let me tell you that our company is being very strict regarding our health protocols to keep our employees and their families safe. Right after this presentation, we are going to proceed to a Q&A session. And now on slide number 3, we have some highlights, 2021 performance, fourth quarter. We have our sales net revenue, which was of 3.615 million in 2021, which was 50% greater than in 2020. Fourth quarter was 21% higher than our fourth quarter of 2020. Our gross margin was higher than 2020. In our fourth quarter of 2021, there was an increase of 17% in comparison to the same fourth quarter of 2020. As to export equipments that were originally exported, we see 47% growth in relation to the third quarter of 2020. And during our fourth quarter, we see a growth of 15% higher than our fourth quarter 2020. Aftermarket domestic growth, we see 21.2% higher growth comparing fourth market 21 and fourth quarter, I should say, 2021 and fourth quarter 2020. Exports aftermarket, 300 million in 2020. 2021, 64% higher in 2020, and our fourth quarter 2021 was 73% higher than the same fourth quarter in 2020. Our margin is increasing due to our oil filter margin. We have some highlights we would like to share with all of you, and I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Daniel Brazil.
Good morning, everyone. And once again, thank you for participating in the earnings call of MAHLE to talk about the closing figures for 2021. I will start talking about sales on slide 4, where we see the market for production in Brazil and Argentina comparing 2021 and 2020. On the first chart, you see light vehicles, and you see there was an increase of 1.9% in total increase in sales in both Argentina and Brazil. 2021 was challenging, and 2020 was already a first year of the pandemic, so a low level of comparison, and many of our factories were stopped, and also because of the impacts of the pandemic, you see that in sales we had just this impact, and production increased by 15.9%. In Brazil plus Argentina totaled 15.9% in production. There's a mismatch between production and sales because of inventory. So the production was higher than in 2021, and in 2020 was the other way round. So the inventories are still low for comparing to historical levels, but this was the reason why we had higher levels of production when compared to sales. Also taking into account exports. So when you talk about Argentina, we had 69% growth, and the main market Argentina sells to is Brazil, but also other South American countries. There was an increase in sales of pickup trucks, especially Hilux, and this is why production increased by 69% in Argentina. Now moving to heavy vehicles in the lower chart, we see an increase in sales of 37% in Brazil, in Argentina 41%, and in combined both countries 38.1%. As for heavy vehicles, so buses and trucks, despite all difficulties we faced in 2021, still this market grew by record levels in sales and production. In 2021, we reached superior levels when compared to 2019, before the pandemic. So you see that in production, Brazil 64%, 42% of increase in production in Argentina, combined 62%. Indeed, this was a significant growth in production, especially for trucks. The market for buses is not so heated, but the production of trucks leveraged these figures that were even superior to 2019 before the pandemic. Now, let me talk about 2022. This we are in middle March, so we already have the figures year to date. As for light vehicles, there was a drop both in Brazil and Argentina in the sales of light vehicle by 25%. This is explained by the new variant of COVID-19. So again, the pandemic had a negative impact on our production, as well as some floods we had in the region. This is why there was this drop in production of light vehicles. And also, we see that we had high levels of absenteeism. So we needed to take some measures, not only to run MAHLE Metal Leve, but also keep other lines running. It was challenging, especially in January and beginning of February. As for heavy-duty vehicles, we had a 5.9% increase in sales. So we still see this positive bias, and we also saw an increase for heavy vehicles in year to date. Now, given this perspective for 2022 and using Anfavea's forecast for Brazil in the sales of light vehicles, we expect 8.4% increase in sales, 9.5% increase in production for light vehicles. For heavy vehicles, we expect a 10% increase in sales and 8.2% production increase in production for heavy sales. So the year has not started very easily. There were challenges. It was weak in the beginning, and now we have to face the war situation. Of course, we are relieved that the pandemic is subsiding, but there are other factors that maintain the turbulence in the market. So these are the forecasts for Anfavea for the full year. MAHLE is working with more conservative figures, but we expect vis-à-vis 2021. On slide five, you see the two main export market companies, starting with North America light vehicles. In 2021, 0.6%, almost the same in terms of sales vehicles. But for heavy, we also had a performance better than light vehicles with a 25.4% increase. In Europe, there was a 5.4% drop in the production of light vehicles and a growth of 14.5% in the production of heavy-duty vehicles. So combined, the drop was 2.6% in production. We expect this to grow. So for light vehicles, adding up the North American and European market, we expect them to grow by 6%, and for heavy vehicles, we expect a 5% growth. This is a little bit superior in North America and lower in Europe. So 6.5% expected growth for light vehicles then. Now, moving to slide six. On slide six, you see net revenue performance by market. In the first chart, you see 2021 compared to 2020, and in the lower chart, the fourth quarter of 2021 vis-à-vis the fourth quarter of 2020. So we divided revenue between original equipment and aftermarket, domestic and export markets. So in the first column, you see 2021. In the second one, the volume price impact. Third column, exchange rate change. The fourth column, data for 2020. And the three last columns, the variations. So let me highlight, moving to the last column. So domestic original equipment, there was a revenue growth of 62.8%. The exchange rate impact was -1.9%, and the volume price impact, 64.7%. It's important to explain the exchange rate impact drop. This is a sale we do in Argentina, so we convert pesos into reais. This is why there is a negative impact related to exchange rate. So the volume price impact is 64.7%, which is much higher than the growth of that market. As we saw, the growth was about 15% in the market. And the explanation in the increase in revenue has to do with the mix of market. We realized that the market of heavy vehicles grew by 62%. So the share of MAHLE sales in heavy vehicles, when weighed, gives us some benefit to this final result. Also, and in a superior growth in service market and market share. So these are the reasons why we had this growth superior to the market growth. As for original equipment export, there was a 47% increase in revenue. The exchange rate impact is 23.7%. The volume price impact total 23.3%. In this market, the mix of products also contributed to these results. The heavy vehicle market reached superior results both in Europe and in North America, and also parts for OES. So in total, 53.6% growth, 13% of exchange rate impact, and 40% of volume price impact percentage. Now moving to aftermarket, domestic market. So there was a 41% exchange rate impact of minus 8.3%, volume price impact of 49.3%. Again, the exchange rate impact relates to pesos, and this impact here was higher. We have an aftermarket operation that ends up selling more, and because of that, this has led to these results in volume price impact too. This is due to demand. There was a higher demand. Also, because we had replenishment of inventory in our distributors and also an increase in market share. And also, the exchange rate drop favored local product for our sales. This was as a negative impact for imports. For exports, aftermarket 63.9%, 4.8% exchange rate impact, and volume price impact total 59.1%. Again, a recovery of the markets where MAHLE exports to, especially Latin America. The total in aftermarket was 40.5%, minus 5.7% in exchange rate impact, 51% in volume price impact. In total, we had 50.5% in AH, 5.8% exchange rate impact, and 44.7% volume price impact. The lower chart shows the variation between quarters, between the fourth quarter of 2021 and 2020. So 21.2% in total, reflecting the growth of the market in the last quarter vis-à-vis the last quarter of 2020, which was also a quarter of recovery. If we consider sales and vehicle production in the fourth quarter of 2020, we also had higher levels of production. This is when we resumed activities in 2020 after the shutdowns. Now I will go to slide seven. Here you see consolidated exports by geographical region. So 2020 vis-à-vis 2021 shows growth in South America. But historically, so if we compare with 2019, in 2019, South America also had a market share of 16%. So we're basically getting this market back. And this is the distribution of the other markets: North America, South America, and Europe. Now I will turn back over to Daniel Camargo, and I'll be available to answer your questions later.
Thank you, Daniel. Brazil. Now let's switch to slide number eight, where we have a summary of some results. Here we have the gross margin and a comparison between last 2020 and 2021, where we see 58.6% growth and with a margin growth of 26.5 to 27.6% in 2021, which represents a growth in the margin levels. If we compare 2021 to 2020, there was a drop of our gross margin, considering the increase of some products and materials and inputs in general. But overall, that was a very positive and good year to us, and we are still carrying out to understand how can we surpass those costs to our clients. This is our main challenge. Slide number nine, we see some expenditures with sales that has been through some increase due to General expenditures, overall expenditures. We see here increase in materials and different utilities. As to IT development, due to this new scenario of pandemic, we have a scenario of fast application and consumption. As to some other net operating income, we see three main factors for that: a non-recurrent revenue, especially due to some taxes such as PIS/COFINS and ICMS. We also had impairment in the recovery of the assets controlled by MAHLE Argentina, and we had a positive variables in terms of provision for some labor contingencies due to some positive and actions that were favorable to the company. Now I'd like to give the floor to Favero that will share some other results. Hello, good afternoon. Now addressing our figures and some net results. We see a net of -86 million in 2020, whereas in 2021, -8.9 million. If we start from net income, we have -10.6 million in 2020, whereas in 2021, 21.9 million. Let me highlight others, where 9 million of those 11 million, they represent the ICMS process regarding the base taxes. So those 9 million, they were extra in comparison to 2020 because we're not expecting that those taxes. In 2020, 45.2, and almost zero in 2021. Last year, we had a quite volatile year, especially for currency rates, which were quite volatile. And 2021, we didn't see so much currency exchange volatility. So we reached almost -66 million negative for ACC, which is the currency exchange variation. Net monetary or currency variation, we see in 2021, 21 million, almost the same figure. We see an average reimbursement rate of 21 annually, and Selic in January 2021, it used to be 2%, and today is 10.75%. And due to that, our main reimbursement was quite lower in comparison to the prior year. In 2020, we see a mean of 4%, and in 2021, that was 3.7%. We also see here investments with 22 million reduction, and our mean debt due to two operations which were acquired in March 2021, and such a acquisition was in March 2020 to be able to cope with all those transactions during a year of pandemic. Now switching to slide number 11, we see indebtedness of the company in 2020, 163 million positive. Our cash flow is much higher than our debts. And in 2021, 46 million, that was our cash flow volume. and we had a certain amount for financings, and that's exactly what I said for the settlement of those two prior operations that we had to perform to support that year during the pandemic. In a short run, we see a settlement chart where we in June 22 we have is still 128 million is still to be settled, and that has been captured throughout the year of 2021 and this first half of 2022. How about our debt? 52% regards FINEP and 47% ACC and NC, and our main cost for FINEP operations and 1.3% for ACC slash NC. Once we weigh those figures, we closed last year with a 3% annually. And if we consider Selic as our base, we are doing our best to keep such a cost rate throughout the year of 2022. Now, slide number 12. In 2020, we had 68.6 million in investments in opposition to 85.7 investments in 2021. Total depreciation was of 102.5. So we have in 2021, in terms of depreciation percentage, 83% versus 66% in 2020. Let me remind you that we had ratified the approvals that we had approved in the prior year, and they will be paid throughout the year of 2022 for rationalization, research for new products, and development of new technologies. As to investments conducted in 2020, amounting 68 million, in 2021, 85 million, and now the company is getting back to a much greater volume of investments, which has been approved to be paid this year. Now let's proceed to Q&A, where Daniel Brazil, myself, will be available to answer your questions. Thank you for your time and attention.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we will now start the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Our first question comes from Marcelo Motta with J.P. Morgan. Good morning. I have two questions. Could you please comment about supply chain? I know that semiconductors and other components that are supplied from Russia and Ukraine might not impact you directly, but it will impact your customers. So I would like to understand the impact of that when you look at Argentina and Brazil's production dropping by 25%. So are you looking into the possibility of a major disruption in the supply chain? Is there anything that you're monitoring the beginning of March that could have an impact on the rest of the year? And you also talked about your challenge of trying to transfer the cost of inflation to your customers. So when you look at the budget of 2022, what is your expectation? Do you think you can work at the same levels of the margin of 2021, or do you think that inflation is going to impact that? Thank you.
This is Daniel Brazil. Thank you, Marcelo, for your questions. Regarding supply chain,
We don't have direct suppliers from the war zone. As you mentioned yourself, regardless of that, we are part of a supply chain. So any supplier or any car maker is going to be impacted by the war. So we are working closely with them so that we can update all portfolios, trying to have more forecast and therefore being able to make adjustments. At this point, we do not foresee a major disruption, not at this point. MAHLE works with rolling forecasts. So every month we make an assessment for the year, in this case 2022. Again, this is going to be a challenging year. In the heavy vehicle market, it started with results superior to 2021, but the comparison basis is lower because there was a ramp up in the second half of last year. So in the heavy vehicles market, we might be positively surprised because next year there will be a new legislation being introduced, and that could lead to increased sales depending on car makers being able to produce those cars. So this is our challenge. I think that this year and the next 2 years, both for logistics and supply chain, we've had challenges in the past 2 years to keep lines running and to keep the supply chain running. So it is complicating trying to predict what is going to happen the whole year. A lot has happened. We need to see whether there is going to be a ceasefire soon or whether the war is going to take longer to be resolved. So we are constantly updating our forecasts and projections to be able to work with the scenario that is posed to us. We have a recent history of the pandemic. So in March, all car makers stopped. And I don't think this is going to happen because we're talking about different supply chains. Maybe one will stop, but others won't. And MAHLE has a significant market share. We operate with basically all car makers. So we need to follow this up closely to see how it unveils. And your second question related to margins, we've been following up the market of raw materials. There have been increases of over 100% in some cases, price increases, and sometimes there are peaks in price contracts. Of course, MAHLE has contracts and agreements with its customers. We have the original equipment market and the aftermarket. 1/3 of our revenue comes from the aftermarket. So that will be driven, prices will be driven by the market. So we depend on price mark and the market prices. So increases will be applicable not only to MAHLE, but also to other companies. While in the original equipment market, we work with car makers. We have agreements with them. And we are on a negotiating with them on a monthly basis or a daily basis to be able to transfer our costs to OEMs as well. So we should work on that. And this is the main task of the sales team, to see what will be the impact on costs when raw material prices increase, and working with our customers to transfer these price increases to maintain our margins. Whether this is going, the margins are going to be the same as 2021, I can't even comment on that, but we are working on it constantly. I don't know if I answered all your questions. That was perfect. Thank you very much. Let me remind you that if you have a question, press star one. Again,
If you want to ask a question, press star one. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to turn over to Daniel Camargo for his final comments.
Once again, thank you so much for all of you to be participating at this conference call. I hope that you all keep safe and healthy. Thank you so much and have a great day. Melimelta Labs conference call is over now. Would like to thank you so much for your time and participation, and wish you all a very nice afternoon, and thank you for using Chorus Call. Thank you.